Good morning, everybody. It's 6:15 with Mike and Casey in the morning, and we are checking in with our local county executives to see how they're bearing up in the storm. Rockland County Executive Ed Day joins us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mike and Casey. How are we doing today?
We're doing great, terrific.
Thanks.
Yeah, how are you guys doing over there?
We are prepared. You know, I was just looking at the weather map that's current, and the weather map that is current now looks exactly like the map that was showing us as being predicted last night. So we're pretty much seemingly on target for what we expected. We expect in the area of 21 inches of snow in the center of the county. Today, the snow will extend probably till about 5 or 6 this evening at the rate it's going. As far as the county is concerned, county essential services remains open. Essential personnel coming in only today to try to man services. We're comporting with the governor's emergency order. We have our emergency operations center, our EOC, up and running. What that does, it brings an immediate ability to respond to emergency. We have the New York State DOT, State Police, Emergency Management Office, Red Cross, et cetera, who will be manning that desk today. As far as the roads are concerned, first of all, the most important thing I can tell people, unless you have some kind of critical need to be out today, please do not go out. It's just not a good idea. There's no other way I can explain this. We have very poor visibility and drifting of snow today all the way into tomorrow. So windy conditions, obviously blizzard conditions. So just please, if you can, stay home. We've been sending this message out to people for the last 36 hours now. At 8 a.m., we began ICE applications yesterday, 8 a.m. yesterday morning. We have 24 first-line trucks and 3 tandems fitted with insert spreaders. We have 4,200 tons of salt available, so we are fine with that. Our highway people were in at 3 a.m. this morning. We'll say about 3 or 4 inches of snow on the ground. So we're working on 170 miles of county roads. We're working with our other municipalities to make sure that they are up to snuff also. As I said, the EOC is open. We're getting weather briefings disseminated to local municipalities. We're using all platforms to get the word out to people, social media, obviously WHUD. You're the first call this morning. Thank you very much for that. We've been involved in storm preparedness calls with ONR. We have to recognize the potential that this could be a wet snow, which could compromise power lines, and I would urge people, if a power line goes down, please do not go near it and call it to ONR at 877-434-4100, and that goes for power outages. Do not presume that your neighbor called it already. You should make that call regardless. Transportation, as you can well imagine, all bus service and access link has been suspended by New Jersey Transit. There is no tour in Rockland County, nor TZX across the bridge, nor coach service today. The reality is a weather like this. Round rubber wheels are not going to be working very well. The rail and light rail for NJT is on a weekend schedule. It will run as long as it can, recognize the fact that above ground rail may be suspended at any time. It has been in the city, as I understand it. So that's where we stand right now. We're prepared as we can be. We've been through this before many, many times. So, again, I would just urge people, the best thing you can do is stay home if you can. If you're not, this is the day, by the way, that we all believe ourselves to be not as essential as we always thought we were. So I tell people that I had a conversation with one of our county workers yesterday, and she insisted, I'm an essential person. I said, to me, you are very essential, but tomorrow you may not be. She goes, then you're off. And she said, great, I'm not essential tomorrow. So we had a couple of laughs about that. So it's okay for folks to take a little bit of a hit today in their self-esteem, not be essential, stay home, stay off the roads. Don't challenge plows out there, Mike and Casey, because as we know, these, having been in a plow more than once, it's something that it's a tough job. These men and women are out. They're out from, again, 3 o'clock this morning. They will be attacking the storm for 24 hours. Typically, we have a 36-hour shift with sleep in between when they can. So it's a Herculean effort by our highway people at all levels of government, towns, village, and county. And our first responders do an amazing job at this time of year also. So just again, folks, if you can, hopefully you've stocked up. You have your milk and bread, because there's none on the shelves, obviously. And you have your if you have a chance now, put some water aside. Make sure everything's charged. All your cell phones are charged. Do some small things now while you're home. And make sure you're ready in case your power goes out, if you have not done so already.
21 inches of snow expected in the center of Rockland County. Rockland County Executive Ed Day, you have expressed it all so beautifully and wisely, and we thank you for your time this morning. And how will you spend your day? Just staying close to the telephones?
Well, the morning will be mostly phone briefings for the media, because obviously this is something that's important for people to hear. And again, I thank WHED for affording the opportunity to get to the community. And then after that, I'll be out about taking a look and see what's going on, because we have to make sure that we monitor this storm. I'm a hands-on kind of person, so that's what I'll be doing.
All right, County Executive Ed Day of Rockland, we thank you so much, sir, and safe travels when you do have to go out, because you are essential.
Thank you very much, Mike. I do appreciate that.
All right, Rockland County Executive Ed Day with Mike and Casey in the morning, 20 minutes after 6. We'll do with the an interview with the Westchester County Executive at 8:15.
You love Madonna and Michael.